Why do I feel like you two are turning on me and leaving this show?
Because I'm wanting paid time off. That's what I want.
Yeah, and you know what I want, Justin, is tuition reimbursement.
Right, because you want to go back to school. Yep. I just want to hang out, and we both want to make money and get paid, right?
Make money, get paid, etc. Do you know where we could do that, John?
I'm glad you both asked, because if you were looking for something else, focusservices.com/careers. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you're looking for something new, this is for everyone but Justin and Jackson. They're stuck with me. But if you're looking for something new, and if you feel like you deserve paid time off, again, great for you, not great for Justin and Jackson. How would you like to have a flexible schedule?
Heck yeah. Oh,
man, that'd be great.
You can find what you're looking for today at Focus Services, where qualified candidates are wanted and competitive pay is waiting. Apply now at focusservices.com/careers. Isn't it nice that you can now just apply for things online?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, super
way
nice.
Easy. back in my day, we'd have to print out the resumes and go by different places and like drop them off.
It's embarrassing. Well, too bad you weren't applying to Focus Services, because maybe you'd be in a much better career path.
Because
right
it was
now.
Always so awkward when you had to drop it off in hand. Like, ooh, I'm here. Yeah, I want to drop this
Hi,
off.
Hi, is the manager here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Focusservices.com/careers. Go there today.
Are you sure you want to wake up to this?
Completely tactless and insensitive.
You know what? I'm starting to think this stupid show is the best thing that ever happened to me.
If you like it and you want it, you'll get greedy for it. You'll want it every day of your life.
Let's get it on.
This is the Mix Morning Fix.
With John and Justin.
On Mix 105.1.
Wednesday, hump day.
Hump day.
Good morning to you, John, Justin, Jackson. The whole gang is here. It's going to be a great day. A high of 99 degrees.
Yeah, I'm gonna melt to the pavement again.
It hit 100 yesterday. I was sitting in some nasty traffic on I-15 at about 4:30, and I looked down. It was 100, maybe 101. We hit triple digits.
Yeah, my internal temperature in my car was 105.
Inside the car?
I was cooking. And remember, there's no air conditioning
Why
in this car.
Why do you not have air conditioning in the car?
Well, it broke last summer. I went in to get it fixed, and they're like, that'll be $2,000, please. I'm like, okay.
Holy
That's
cow.
That's not going to happen.
Just roll the window down then.
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like a good I can't even, a kickoff an I can't even Wednesday.
Well,
right
I can't
there.
Even how hot it is, and I don't have air conditioning. I'm cooking like a little roast in there.
Can't even that Jackson doesn't have air conditioning.
There's
That's nuts.
My car through my 20s, the air conditioning broke, and this was more in California. Man, it was hot.
It's miserable.
But we didn't get as many triple digits there as we do here.
It makes me not. I already don't want to leave my house.
Yeah.
It makes me want to never leave my house again.
If you're new to the show, I Can't Even Wednesday, we like to kick off our show with it. We're just asking you for your highs of highs, your lows of lows. What are you excited about today? What are you kind of bummed about today? Just text us 61544. Also, put your name in it. We'd love to give you a shout out. Say hi. Say thank you for listening to us. Justin did share his I Can't Even. His I Can't Even was that I've been going golfing without him, which I didn't even know Justin golfed. So.
Yeah, I know how to golf. I like to golf. And John goes, I'm going golfing today. And not once has there been an invite thrown my way.
Well, read between the lines, man.
Hey, dude.
John has never invited me golfing, and
Jackson.
He's lucky he hasn't, because I would bite his face off.
We're apparently going to have to come up with our own hobby. We're not going to be invited to his circle.
How do you feel about woodworking?
You know what? I'm fine with it.
Pastry making, bird watching.
You know what? It's indoors.
Yeah.
With AC.
I could see Justin getting really into woodworking.
I probably could.
I would, yeah. I feel that would be really good for him.
Like whittling?
Or like ship in a bottle.
Yeah,
Justin could really get into a ship in a bottle.
That seems to be the level where Justin's at these days.
You know what? The whittling idea is not too bad. I'm going to get me one of those chairs out in front of Cracker Barrel, and I'm going to whittle you guys something for Christmas.
As I come in from my country fried steak.
Right.
You're
yes.
out there just whittling. Well, I tell you, back in my day.
This says, for my reunion, the school is making everyone pay $70 each for Dave & Buster's. I can't even. At least it's Dave & Buster's and not just like
That's true.
Rec Center.
What do you get with the $70?
Oh, game cards, drinks,
I hope
food.
So.
They do like a big buffet there.
Like, can I have a really good time on the $70? Can I get like my money's worth out of it?
I like Joe's text. I can't even work.
Oh, yeah.
Just that's enough.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Can't work. Even that I'm here today.
What did I see on work today? I read something. What was it? Oh, 33% of us have lied about the reason for calling in sick. I used to do that all the time before this job.
Right.
I've only ever called in sick like 3 times in my whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah, because before this job, it's like you call in sick just because you didn't want to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Here you just like, you call in sick if you're sick.
I can't even wait for my trip to Kauai in 2 weeks.
Oh, fun.
Running late for work, my car has a flat tire and both headlights are out. I can't even.
I got another I can't even hear. Whoever orders our coffee and coffee cups here in the building can't ever really seem to be on the same page. Because now we actually have coffee, we're out of cups.
Yeah, we're out of cups, but we have the coffee that we want.
Yeah.
Because normally it's me and Justin like frantically fighting over the last regular coffee, and the rest is all like coconut, mocha, chocolate.
Yeah, we never have the two things you need at the same time.
I know, it's crazy.
And John has to sit here and listen to us complain about it all
morning. Yeah, I don't do the coffee. So, like, every morning, though, I hear you guys whining about either cups
seriously.
Or no K-cups or I don't know. Just go buy 7-Eleven. Get yourself a coffee. It's less than a dollar. You know what? I can't even.
What?
We're less than 6 months away. Don't you take your headphones off.
I'm not doing it.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Man.
Guys, 6 months away.
I don't even want to think about it.
June 25th.
Not even 4th of July yet.
June 25th was the 6 month mark. Have you done your shopping? Are you finished? Did you make your list for others?
No.
Oh, you're behind.
Six months?
You guys are behind.
When do you need to start Christmas shopping? Because let me tell you, I don't do it until about 3 hours before I'm supposed to be somewhere.
I'll tell you when Amazon delivers. So about 2 days before Christmas is, I guess, when I...
Oh, don't play that game with Amazon. No, sir. Not at Christmas.
This is Cameron. I can't even that I saw a guy in a Speedo smoking a cigar, jogging with a punching bag on his back. When did I move to Florida?
You know what?
Is this the same... We've gotten texts about this cigar guy before.
Have we really?
Yeah, we got a text. I don't think it was Cameron, though. It had to have been someone else. So he's a spectacle now.
I guess so.
Cameron, tell me where you saw him. I want to go find him.
I can't even with all the Westworld spoilers given to Jackson, Chad and Eagle Mountain.
Yeah. By the way, finished it.
Ugh. Was it great?
It was great.
So even though I spoiled it for you.
Yeah, because you only spoiled a very small part of it.
Uh-huh.
And there's no way you'll ever see where it's going.
Does it give answers?
Yes and no.
I don't know. I might bail on it.
Well, it gives a lot of answers, but then it also opens up to season 3.
I got Jackson all into Westworld, and I'm going to bail on it.
Also, you still need to download the Westworld video game on your phone. Because I cannot stop playing it.
Justin, first look at the showbiz beat.
Hey, so Jerry Seinfeld. It seems so obvious now that he says so. He's got the answer for what should have went down with Roseanne. Check this out.
I think they should get another Roseanne. They brought Dan Connor back. He was dead, right? And they just brought him back.
Dan! I thought you were dead.
So why can't we get another Roseanne? There's other funny women that could do that part. You need to get the comic in there. I hate to see a comic lose a job.
Gotta tell you. Don't hate the idea.
Out of everything that we did, we talked about the spinoffs, this and that. Not one person came up with that idea.
Recast Roseanne.
Right.
You know, you put in there, the girl from Ghostbusters.
Oh. Melissa McCarthy?
No.
She would be a good one, though.
Whoa.
The funny one. Not that Melissa.
Kate McKinnon. Are you for real?
Yes.
You're going to replace Roseanne.
You put Kate McKinnon.
No, yes. It has to be a fat woman.
No, you changed the whole role.
Nah,
why
you're crazy.
Not? You can. You're recasting. Do something different.
If you could bring Dan back from the dead, you can do literally anything that you want.
You know, they're saying that the problem, they've already written the script.
Yeah.
It's had 3 rewrites. And without Roseanne, that character, they're having a hard time getting enough funny in there. That was what she was.
Oh.
She was the one-liners between the drama from everyone else.
Well, Jackie
right.
can do that.
Jackie can. She's the only one that
Jackie
can be the
can
one-liner.
Do that. Jackie will just hang out more. Jackie will live above the garage or something.
Yeah, you got to have Jackie move in.
They'll find their groove. Yeah. It's going to take a minute, but it will. Hey, Terry Crews talked to the Senate yesterday about being sexually harassed in Hollywood. Check this out.
My name is Terry Crews. I am an actor, author, former athlete, advocate, and a survivor of a sexual assault. This past year, we have seen powerful men in Hollywood and elsewhere finally held accountable for sexual harassment and assault.
Terry Crews spent a lot of time up there in front of the Senate yesterday, and we should try to find the video and post it up at mix1051utah.com because he was powerful.
Who knew that he was so good at all? I mean,
he was fantastic.
I mean, he's really become...
And,
an A-list person, hasn't he?
He's the greatest.
He is the greatest.
Yeah,
he's so good.
Senator Dianne Feinstein is like, well, why wouldn't you say anything? You're a big, large man. You could punch someone in the face. And
right.
He's like, I'm also an African American. I don't know what other chances I'm going to have at this role.
Right.
So I took it. And He was so raw and real, and it was great. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing is that sexual assault is never about the assault. It's about the power that you have over somebody.
Right, exactly.
And when you have power over somebody, it doesn't matter how big they are.
Yep.
So they're saying that Brad Pitt allegedly has a crush on Margot Robbie.
Get in line.
I guess they did some kind of work together on the they were on the set of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and they had some kind of some chemistry.
That'd be a beautiful couple.
To where? But is
what's their age difference?
That's what I want to know because I don't really quite know how old he is or her. I kind of like have a range.
How old do you think Margot Robbie is?
She's in her 20s, isn't she? Isn't Brad?
She's probably 30.
And Brad's right around 40, right?
Okay. First of all, Brad Pitt's 54.
Is he that old?
And then,
holy cow. Because Angelina was only, she's in her early 40s. That's why I kind of thought that.
Margot Robbie's married, according to this. And she is 27.
Okay. Brad Pitt's that old? I had no idea.
How did you not know?
Because you grew up watching him,
because
man.
Because Angelina Jolie, I remember her birthday was just the other day, and she just turned 43 or 44. I just assumed that he was in his early 40s also, that they are right around the same age. I didn't know that there was a difference there.
Yeah, but when you are a teenager, you, Justin Taylor, are a teenager, right. And Brad Pitt is playing, like, strapping young lads in their 20s.
Right.
That means he's probably 10 That's years older true. Than you.
When he was in Fight Club, I didn't really care.
Hey, hey Jackson.
Huh?
I feel like you and I need to kind of tell Justin how old he is.
No, you guys don't worry about how old I am.
It's
not
our business how old Justin
already,
is.
We already had the receptionist go through who the younger looking guy in the building was.
I don't want to talk
so
about
let's
that.
Not go back down that road, pal.
Oh, that's right. John's older than Justin.
We got to talk about that still in the air.
Okay, that's the show. Showbiz beat.
All right, thanks, Justin. You know, with today being 99, yesterday being 100, 105 in Jackson's car,
right.
I was just thinking, man, we have so many listeners in the 6 o'clock hour who work in jobs where it is hot right now.
Yeah.
They work in the elements. It is just brutal.
See, and I always thought a roofer would probably have the toughest job.
In the summertime?
Yeah, because you're up there with those shingles and they're dark and it's just you're up there on the roof and it's just got to be beating on you.
And so that's my question right now. Just for a few minutes, we want to hear from you. Text us at 61544. Who has the hottest job? Literally the hottest job. I'm not talking sexy job.
That's what I thought this meant when we got the email.
No,
I
was like, right.
Are you working in the oven?
Right. Thing. Yes, exactly. Is there a kiln next to you?
Yes.
That's how we want to hear from. I know Jackson was all excited because he thought we were talking sexy jobs.
Yeah, I thought we were like construction worker police officer.
Well,
those can't be hot jobs.
Right.
Fireman,
it could be a good-looking roofer. I mean, we could go that angle, too.
Oh, trust me. You know I like them beefy, so a tradie the sort of situation.
I'll give you an example. Cody, Texas. Hey, it's Cody. I do HVAC. I'm up on a roof all day, every day, working on rooftop units. So that's got to be like just a hot, miserable job.
Yeah, because they also, I think they put off a little heat, don't they?
The units themselves?
Yeah.
Probably.
So you're up there as well.
I'm a roofer. We'll be up working until 6 tonight. Water and long sleeve shirts are key.
Yeah, man, because the sunburn got to be unreal.
But the long sleeves, I bet that's miserable.
I know the long sleeves work.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to keep you like from getting burnt to a crisp, but it just sounds unpleasant.
I think it would bake me. I think my innards would actually cook.
I think you would get used to it.
You think so?
Yeah.
I already run hot. I sweat just like sitting underneath an air conditioner. So I couldn't imagine being outside. I'd melt.
This text says, don't forget, those of us who work in kitchens, we don't get AC in the back. It gets hot.
You know what? Yeah, because remember when we went and served the school lunch and how hot those ladies were down there?
Yeah.
It was warm in that kitchen.
Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Misa.
Hey, how are
good morning.
You?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys today?
We're good. We're just talking about how the temps are going to be so hot today, triple digits, and we're trying to find out, like, who has the literal hottest job.
All right. I may take this one. I work in a kitchen, and it's at least 110 to 115 degrees all day long.
What kind of kitchen is that?
In any restaurant. I actually right now work at a family-owned restaurant called Villa's, but it is hot.
That sounds honestly like you're getting cooked.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not just in the oven and they're slowly preparing you as a dish?
Well, I mean, probably. You you never know what the price of meat these days.
That's true.
See, she's getting Sweeney Todded, you guys. That's right. She's getting put to a meat pie.
So what do you do to stay cool then? Are you just hydrating a lot and taking as many breaks as possible?
No, you don't really get a chance to take breaks or really hydrate, as you can't really keep your drinks with you. So you just get over it.
Okay, you just get over it.
Just, yeah, acclimate to the whole thing.
Yeah, don't complain. That'd be hard for the three of us. Uh-huh. We're really good at complaining. Hey, but have a great day at work, okay?
All right, thanks. Stay cool. Bye-bye.
We're talking about who has the hottest job, like the actual hottest job out there, since it's going to be almost 100 today, 101 maybe. This text says, my girlfriend's husband works in the smelter at Kennecott, literally next to fire, wearing fireproof clothes.
That's hot.
Nope. Oh, nope.
Yeah,
nope,
that's going to be way hot.
Garage door repair. Garages are hotter than outside.
You know what? Yes, I went out at mine yesterday, and you can't breathe. Sometimes you're like, oh,
well, there's no breeze whatsoever. It's just a hot, hot room.
This one, working outside at a car wash, drying people's cars all day. You get so hot wanting to use towels to cool you down.
I bet. It's kind of like you at the air show. You're sitting out there on concrete all afternoon with no shade.
And they have zero shade.
Yeah, it's kind of the same concept. It's all day you're out in the sun.
I work as a blacksmith. Add the 100-degree weather and a 400-degree furnace. I grew up in Arizona, so I'm used to it. And if I bring ice in the room, it melts in 2 minutes. In the room. In the room the ice is melting.
Oh, my goodness.
I work at Salt Lake's water treatment plant. When I'm not outside, I'm down in the tunnels. It's not only hot, but it's also humid down there.
Oh, yeah, because it makes it even worse.
I'm fascinated by that. I want to know more. My father-in-law works in the freezer at a cheese and dairy plant in Logan. Well, that's the opposite. That's our winter topic. This is our summer topic. Who has the coldest
job?
We'll
get back to that one in December.
Exactly. Save that text for about 6 months from now. This is FYI, an ATV riding jersey is long sleeve but thin material. It's the perfect design if you need to block the sun and let the air blow through. We were talking about roofers who wear the long sleeve shirts.
Right.
And so an ATV jersey might work for that. I'm a drywaller. The worst is when I have to work with skylight when it's 10 or 15 degrees hotter up there. I'll come back down to the main level where it's 95 degrees and get chills.
Oh, that's heat stroke setting in.
Oh, yeah. Please don't die. All of you are going to die.
I had a buddy that laid asphalt in Arizona. Said you would get so hot in the summer that if you drank water too fast, you would pass out. It doesn't seem healthy, right?
No, it really doesn't.
Yeah. Justin works in the pest control industry, out here all day in the heat in long sleeves, long pants, thick rubber gloves, pulling and pushing equipment around. The rubber gloves really know how to trap in the heat, and it gets hotter.
You know what, though, Justin? I have a million questions for you. Is your life anything like Billy the Exterminator? Because I love Billy the Exterminator.
I deliver mail. It gets hot from the heat of the engine in those trucks, and there's no air conditioning, and you figure the truck runs for 6 or 7. So it's pretty much Jackson driving your car all day working.
Right, but they're not going fast enough to really get a breeze through the window.
No, you get nothing.
No.
And when you go outside, it's not like you're walking out into the fresh air.
No.
It's already there. Oh, nope. I know, right? Hey, why does everyone have a problem with my girlfriend's husband? My girlfriend is like a friend. I read a text earlier saying my girlfriend's husband, and all these people are texting in like my girlfriend's husband. Yeah, a friend who's a girl the husband.
And she has a husband.
Nothing so.
We're just taking it the wrong way.
Jackson got scolded by parents yesterday and not his own.
No, here's what happened. Every day I go to the dog park. It's my jam. It's me and my dogs. And keep in mind, I go across town. Tanner Park is not close to where I live. I have to get on the I-80 and go all the way across town because my dogs love it. And I got a dog from the Navajo Reservation last year, Hoodoo, who is a nervous wreck. I'm pretty sure he was like severely abused when he was a puppy.
Right.
So he's just nervous and he doesn't like people. So I like to take him to the dog park because he gets to hang out with the dogs and he has a really good time. So yesterday, I show up to the dog park, we're walking down the hill, and this little girl comes by, and he doesn't like people, but he especially doesn't like kids.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's terrified of kids. So he starts like trying to get off the trail and get away from her, and she walks up with a stick and pokes him. Pokes my dog with a stick.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That's not going to fly.
Oh. No. I didn't take my dogs to a kid park, and so I'm like, keep your gross kids out of my dog park. So I look at this little girl, and I say, hey, you don't ever touch a dog that you don't know. Number one, what if Hoodoo had freaked out and bit her?
Yeah, right. Bite your face off.
Yeah, and number two, Hoodoo's a mess already. Like, that's just made things worse. I go, you don't ever touch a dog you don't know, and you especially don't touch a dog with a stick.
No.
And I wasn't mean. I didn't yell at her. I should have, but I didn't. And these parents turn to me, and they say, well, you don't ever talk to a child you don't know. And I was floored. I
would have been like, oh, man, watch out. Here comes the show.
Yeah. I really held it together a lot better than I thought I would have because there was a child involved. If it was just adults around, yeah. the lashing these people would have gotten. But I said, excuse me, your daughter just hit my dog with a stick. Did you not see that?
Right.
And they said, well, she's a kid. They don't know any better. I go, well, you teach her better then.
Right.
What are you talking about?
I agree.
And again, this is a dog park. Take your kid to a kid park. They didn't even have a dog with them. They were just walking the trails.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because we do that sometimes with the family. We'll walk those trails.
And that's fine.
We stay away from the dogs unless we want to pet one. And we'll talk to the owners first and always say, hi, hey, what's your dog's name?
You walk can we pet your dog? That's an important lesson for you to teach your kids. Can we pet your dog? Because Opal, get up in Opal's business. She's about it.
Well, also with service dogs, you're not supposed to. So the best thing to do is just be like, hey,
always ask.
Can we pet your dog? And then you know whether or not you should put your hand towards a dog's face.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So these people totally just ruined it. Hoodoo is beside himself right now. And it's all because these parents were not watching their kid.
Yeah.
Is it? So I guess my question is, was I in the right to talk to this kid? Is it ever okay for you to talk to a kid who isn't your own?
Yes. I gotta tell you. I think when I heard that you had been scolded by parents, I figured before I knew the story that I was probably going to side with the parents.
Yeah, because usually.
Being a parent, knowing Jackson's feelings towards children.
I'm not a fan.
I just felt like I definitely was going to be on the parents' side before. But after hearing the story, no, I would be mortified if Liam or Ella started poking a dog with a stick,
right.
First of all.
And then you know what? The dog owner has every right to be upset at that point in time.
Yeah, completely. So, and I don't think you did anything out of the
blue.
No.
I didn't yell at her. That was the thing. I really tried really hard not to because I wanted to.
Kept your tone good.
Yeah, I was just like, don't ever touch a dog you don't know, and especially don't touch a dog with a stick.
You don't poke a dog with a stick.
And you can get bit doing that.
You poke a dead body down by the train track with a stick.
Yes, that's what you do with sticks.
That's what sticks are for.
Yeah, you take a stick, you do the stand by me.
Yeah, exactly.
You can fling dead birds and all kinds of stuff, but you don't poke a live dog.
You don't poke a live animal with a stick.
Hey, Jackson, nice job.
Hey, thanks, pal.
You did it right this time.
Ugh.
As we get to Justin's 7 a.m. Silly.
Hey, what happens when two snails get into a fight?
What happens when two snails get into a fight?
They slug it out.
Because they're slugs.
They're slugs. Okay.
I like that. That's all right. That's another one. Right. Don't feel bad about that one. That was a good one. Hey, you know that the next 2 weeks are going to be the busiest times for travel. Most vacations taken in the next 2 weeks.
But yeah, you were saying yesterday, how many millions of people will travel over the 4th of July week?
44 million people.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Are expected to travel. Yeah, for 4th of July. If you're wondering why 4th of July is next week, kicks off a lot of people's summer, even though the first day of summer was last week. This is when the vacations all start.
Right.
And so what I did was I grabbed a bunch of famous movie clips from movies that have to do with vacation. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to play Moo versus Quack. Now, let's do the name. Shout out your name. It's easier for me. If you think you know the answer, just shout Justin or Jackson as I play these movie clips. We'll see who has the best score after 5 of them. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
What are you doing?
We watch his program. We buy his toys. We go to his movies. He owes us.
Really? No one?
No.
Oh, this is
going to
get
one.
A lot
at
harder.
At first, I thought that was Beverly D'Angelo to where it was... Vacation.
That is correct.
Okay. But I can't think of this. I can't picture the scene.
I can't remember the
scene.
It's
right after he punches Wally.
Does he?
Sorry, folks.
Okay.
Park's closed.
Okay.
Punches in the nose.
Because I'm like, I know the voice, but I don't remember the scene.
Oh, no.
I'm going to be really honest with you.
This game's going to go terrible.
Well, I'm already on the board. I'm
on a vacation film except for Christmas Vacation in 10 years.
Don't worry. That was my only vacation one. National Lampoon's Vacation.
Okay.
Now, all of these are vation themed. You ready? Here's the next one.
Okay. Miss, what's the old 96er?
Oh, Justin.
Yes, Justin.
The Great Outdoors.
That is great.
Yeah! I love that.
And if you or any member of your party orders the old 96er and finishes, everybody eats for free.
It's the best part of the movie.
Oh, yeah. Or the name of the boat, Suck My Wake.
All right, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
We're playing Name the Vacation Movie.
As an alternative to television, might I recommend a stroll to the hidden waterfall?
Might you recommend putting honey in my ears and have me fall asleep on an anthill? It's the playoffs. How about tipping? Would that be a distraction?
Oh, I know this.
Tipping is not permitted, nor is money of any kind. Everything here in Eden is free.
Oh, Jackson.
Really? Yes, Jackson.
Isn't that
we
couples
do, however,
retreat?
Accept smiles.
That is correct.
Wow, never saw it.
Nice job.
Nice job. All right.
You're on the board, Jackson.
Doing okay. Doing okay.
Justin with two, Jackson with one as we get to our next vacation movie.
These gentlemen have kindly volunteered to demonstrate how a stun gun is used to subdue a suspect.
That's right.
Wait a second. What?
Now, there's two ways to use a stun gun. Up close and personal.
Really, the audio's great on the radio. That's so good.
Anyone know the movie?
No.
No?
No.
I would say it's very loose on vacation. It's a vacation in one way because they're out celebrating. Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
These gentlemen have kindly volunteered to demonstrate how a stun gun is used to subdue a suspect.
That's right.
Wait a second. What?
Now, there's two ways to use a stun gun. Up close and personal.
Really weird. Is that Nick Offerman? That's not Nick Offerman.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
I don't know that one.
No?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll get back to that one.
Okay.
Here's the next one.
Hi, boys. How are you? Yeah, I was just roping over there. Thought I'd mosey on over. You know, I'd never moseyed before. Hope I did it correctly.
Billy Crystal.
Walked, I even sashayed once, but that was in front of the draft board. Hello.
Hello. Okay, it was one of the biggest summer movies. It's a group of guys who go on vacation.
I'm also going to guess that it was out before I was born.
Yeah, it was for you. Justin.
It is.
Come on. Come on.
Something with the city in the title, right?
Right?
Hold on. I can't think of it right now. So, oh.
City something.
City Slickers.
That is correct.
Yeah. Gosh, I was like, man, that's an old one.
It's a great
We're
movie.
We're not doing so hot at this game,
No, you
John.
Guys are terrible at this game. You know, I'm going to play this clip. Does anyone know the name of this movie? If so, I'll give you some Salt Lake Bees tickets.
These gentlemen have kindly volunteered to demonstrate how a stun gun is used to subdue a suspect.
That's right.
Wait a second. What?
Now, there's two ways to use a stun gun. Up close and personal.
If you can name that movie, text us at 61544. The movie's The Hangover. It's the first Hangover. And yeah, it is Nick Offerman. He plays the police officer.
Oh, I didn't realize he was in it.
Yeah, so there you go. Oh, no, it's not Nick Offerman. It's Rob Riggle who's doing it.
Yeah. They sound similar.
We're doing right now Choose the News. You're the boss. What story do you want to hear? You could text us. You could call us. The stories to pick from today, Justin's, yours was...
I got the trick to get your lost phone back.
Jackson.
Maybe if you had given the man a pie, this wouldn't be happening.
And mine is, hey, stop following your passion. Let's see the text coming in. I think I'm going with John this morning. Please help me stop this madness of following my dreams. morning, guys. It's Kaylee going with Jackson because his story sounds the funniest.
Thank you.
I want to hear John's story. I've been following my passion, and it isn't getting me where I want to be. Maybe you'll have the answers. Yeah,
tell me about it.
It's from Jordan. I got bad news, Jordan. Danielle from North Ogden. Today, I'm choosing Justin's story. You guys are the best. I listen to you every morning. Thanks, Danielle.
Thank
you. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, John?
Man, what's up, buddy?
I'm going to go with Jackson. I'm sorry.
All right. Don't you ever apologize for
He's
voting for me,
guy.
Lynn.
Well, I have to apologize to John because he gets sad, you know?
I get pretty butthurt over these kind of things.
Really
you're right.
But I'm the boss right now. You guys said so yourself.
All right. Yes, you're the boss. All right, man. We got your
awesome,
vote.
Guys.
And we'll put you in the drawing.
Great.
Got your number.
Later. Thank you, guys.
Lindsay, thanks for making me laugh. Starts my morning off right, going with Justin's story today. George always votes for John, but today I have to go with Justin. No, George, you're like my one vote every day.
you thought you had a sure thing every day.
At least I would have George. Jackson, always love you from Candace. Let's see
Thank
the winner.
You.
Today is, by two votes, Jackson!
Whoa! Yeah. By two, man, it was close.
Yeah, you were next. Was super close.
Justin was in second place.
Man.
All right, my story comes to us from New Zealand. I don't think we've had a New Zealand story before. Police responded to an ATM machine getting destroyed. Apparently, 26-year-old Hayden Caskey was drunk and drove, which don't do that. That's really bad. Drove to the ATM and wanted to get some money out. He couldn't get any cash out. The machine swallowed his card.
Oh,
man.
So he just started smashing it with a bottle. Because that's what you do.
That is exactly what you do.
And they asked him, like, why did you get so forceful with it? You could have gotten money in the morning or whatever. He said, I really wanted some pie. So he drove drunk, smashed an ATM with a bottle, and was arrested, all because he, Yogi Bear style, wanted some pie.
We've all had a craving.
Man wants some pie.
Mm-hmm.
All of our stories are going to be up online at mix1051utah.com. It's your second date update at a little bit of a new time. We thought for summer we would move it a little later on to help those who don't have to take their kids into school right
now.
Yeah,
life isn't so early this time of year.
Yeah, and what we're going to do is we're going to help out Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
So what's up, man? Tell us, how's the dating life? Are you coming off of a long-term relationship? Have you just been playing the field? What's your deal?
I've been doing a little bit of dating around, you know. I got out of something last year, and then I just been, you know, trying my luck.
Okay.
Last couple of months, and I met this gal at a mutual friend's birthday party, this gal Kristen. She's awesome. We hit it off. Similar sense of humor. I mean, we laughed a lot, you know, a lot of jokes back and forth. It was pretty, it was a pretty easy kind of a exchange.
Yeah.
And so we got, you know, each other's numbers and started texting back and forth. And we went out on a date not too long ago, had some sushi, had a great night. It's been like, what is it, like 3 days? Still haven't heard from her. I don't know what happened.
I looked at Justin's face because he said 3 dates, and he kind of did one of those like, eh.
Yeah, because that's 3 days. That's
code,
not
right?
good.
That 3 days is code. Yeah, exactly. That's what we're thinking over here.
I'm like, I can't figure it out. I'm scratching my head, man. I don't know. Maybe you guys can shed some light on it.
Yeah, so if anything, we just kind of want some closure to figure out what went wrong, right? Like, if she's not calling back after 3 days, maybe we'll try for that second day, but maybe we can at least figure out, like, what happened, because you said you guys were making each other laugh and having a good time.
Yeah. I mean, we ran the gamut of conversation and everything, you know. I don't feel like I said anything wrong, and or she, you know, I have no indication that I don't know if I offended her. I have no idea what it could have been.
Okay. We'll play a song. We'll get Kristen's number from you, and we'll call her up next.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You know, we keep saying thank you so much for downloading our podcast, and we mean it. Because of you, our podcast continues to grow each and every day.
Yeah.
And, like, it's really exciting.
Yes, super cool. Is.
And also thank you to Focus Services for believing in our podcast and supporting our podcast.
Yes,
sponsors.
Focus Services, flexible shifts, competitive pay, paid time off, tuition reimbursement. You know, if you want it all, it's possible to have it. Focus Services is looking for qualified candidates. And if you're looking for competitive benefits, don't wait. Apply today at focusservices.com/careers.
So that was focusservices.com.
No, Jackson, no.
Right. Write that down. No. Because remember, paid time off, I got that.
Yeah, there's paid time off, tuition reimbursement.
Yes.
I can go back to school.
You totally can.
Because I'm such a dummy now, I need to figure it out.
What about a company doing competitive pay? Doesn't that sound nice?
Yes. Oh, that's true. Because my pay is, it's competing with my bills. right now, my bills are winning.
They're winning that fight.
So yeah. It's focusservices.com/careers. If you go and you get a great job, and then all of a sudden you're the president of a company as well, then you can sponsor this podcast as well.
Oh,
and
so
we're just going to help each other out.
Yeah.
Focusservices.com/careers. It's your second date update. We're trying to help out Tom, who met Kristen at a friend's birthday party, and they hit it off and went out to dinner. In fact, he said that they were making each other's laugh. Like, that's important, right?
Yeah, overall, it was a good date.
But the problem is it's been 3 days and no response from Kristen. So Tom is reaching out to us. Hey, Tom, did I get all that correct?
Yep. That pretty much sums it up.
Cool. Hey, I'm going to pick up with Kristen. We were able to track her down, but go ahead and don't say a word, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
John and Justin, Mix 105.1. Hopefully it's okay that you're still on the air. You all right with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome. Hey, 4th of July next week.
Oh,
any big plans? Are you going to go to a barbecue, watch some fireworks?
I'm actually hoping to go to a barbecue. I might have to watch my niece.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a disappointment, but yeah.
If you go on that barbecue, is there anyone in your life that you might take with you, a special someone?
Oh, no, not really any standouts right now.
Okay. That's kind of surprising to hear, because you know what? We actually have a mutual friend between the two of us, Tom, who you went out on a date with just a few days ago.
I do know Tom, yes.
Well, you know, Tom thought it was a pretty good date. He thought you guys made a lot of jokes towards each other, had some fun, and then, you know, you haven't returned any calls.
Yeah.
You know, I think maybe Tom doesn't know when a joke has gone too far. He was very funny, but I think he maybe needs to grow up and learn to take something seriously a little bit.
I feel like we need more. You got to explain a little bit.
Well, at one point during conversation, it kind of drifted to the topic of anti-vaxxers, and, you know, he made a couple of jokes and I rolled with it, but eventually, like, it just went too far and really offended me, and I didn't say anything because I didn't want to spoil the evening, but it just, like, I'm anti-vaccine, and it's not funny. Like, he called people who are anti-vax crazies. Like, it's not crazy to question the establishment, you know? I thought he went too far on that.
So you're telling me, like, you're sitting there at dinner, you guys are kind of cracking jokes, he goes down this road of making fun of anti-vaxxers, and so you're someone who doesn't believe in vaccines, right? Just so I understand it?
Exactly. Okay. I don't believe in vaccines.
And so he was pretty much calling you crazy, like, at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The best thing to do, because Tom was wondering if maybe he made a joke too far, is to bring him on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we could, hey, Tom, are you there?
I am here. Hey, Kristen. I'm kind of surprised to hear this right now. I had no idea that was offensive to you, but, like, are you serious about the anti-vaccine thing? I mean, it's like really? Like, that's what offended
I'm
you?
I'm very serious about the anti-vaccine thing. I mean, vaccines cause all kinds of harm to people. They cause autism.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know about the autism thing. I have yet to see, like, a study that has definitively proved that you know, vaccines are related to autism. I mean, I think that's a bit of a leap. You know what I mean? I mean, that I think it might have been that part of the conversation that sort of, you know, led me to, like, the crazies kind of thing. Because it's like gaps in logic. You know what I mean? I don't buy it. I just don't buy it.
Or maybe you've just been fed garbage by the mainstream media, you know? I mean, you've been brainwashed by them. The news is lying, and you're just buying into it.
Brainwashed. I don't know if I've been brainwashed. I mean, it could be the other way around, that everybody feels that, like, you know, the conspiracy theories behind vaccines, I think that's as easily brainwashable idea as what you're saying. I don't see that that's, I mean, they're there to help people. You know what I mean? Like, people, like, where would we be without, you know, a vaccine against polio? Polio has been, like, eliminated. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think they're there just to help people. They hurt people. And the drug companies make so much money off of these vaccines. It's hard to believe that it's not just about making a profit for these companies that are harming children who are using these vaccines.
So you're saying that they're out to kind of harm children while they profit?
Absolutely. Well, they don't care that they harm children.
I think that kind of sounds illegal. Like, I think if that was actually provable, that probably would be illegal.
I got to tell
you
guys,
argument, though.
I feel like the chemistry between the two of you, actually, in some ways, it works. This
right.
just might be the one thing you can never bring up ever again to
no.
each other.
I mean, I've heard of these arguments, but I've never seen one happen like this.
Right, exactly. I mean, Tom, I know you called us just to try to find out why Kristen wasn't calling you back, but, I mean, do you want me to offer a dinner and see if you guys can get another dinner date? Or maybe you guys can talk about each of your beliefs, the anti.
Look, I can have a conversation and have an argument with somebody and disagree with them and still, you know, be in a relationship. I mean, look, that's 80% of, you know, relationship. You're not going to agree with somebody on everything, but if it's like, if she finds it so offensive, I mean, there's nothing I can do. Yeah, of course, I'd see her again.
All right.
You know, I there was other things that I liked about her, and I mean, just this one thing, you know, I'm like, I think it's a little off the reservation, but not, you know, not to be offensive, but, like, it's not something I, it's, you know, it's like politics. I can just leave that one alone. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't know. It's up to her.
Hey, Kristen, what about you? Do you think you can just leave this one alone and do another date, or?
He just said I was off the reservation, and at the date, he said people like
I didn't say you're
crazy,
off the reservation.
So I kind of feel like
the idea is off the reservation. There's a difference.
So I'm gonna go ahead and say no on this one.
Yeah, no.
Since it is 2018, I thought we would do a Friends inspired topic. I'll be
there for you. Oh man, got your handful.
Did you not? I still don't understand how you didn't watch Friends when it was on TV.
I'm amazed on how much we've talked about the show in the last couple of
guys,
weeks.
Guys, it's 2018. People still are into Friends, right?
You know. We talk about Friends a fair amount, but we still talk about Roseanne more.
That's
so
a good point,
I'm going
right?
to give John a pass on this.
Here's the point. If you haven't heard, my wife Jen and I, we have been binging Friends on Netflix. We never watched it, both of us, through high school and college. So it's kind of like for the first time, we're experiencing all that is Ross and Rachel. And I talk about it a lot to Justin and Jackson.
A lot. I love it.
But it was something Jackson said yesterday that gave me the inspiration of this Friends-inspired topic. And here it is. We were talking about going out to lunch.
Oh, I forgot about this.
And how lunch is getting expensive.
Yep.
And Jackson's like, not for me. I go to Taco Bell. It's $3. Unless I have to go out with Justin and John, then I have to decide on whether or not I'm going to pay my electricity bill.
It's not that bad, seriously.
Which really, I mean, we go out to lunch. Usually to a restaurant,
but
though.
But it's like $15, $20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gotten really expensive.
It's expensive to go out anymore.
I agree.
You either have to go super cheap or for me, we don't make a lot of money in radio.
No.
Really do not make a lot of money to the point where I can't drive a car with air conditioning or go out to lunch with you guys. So it keeps me from going out and it keeps me from hanging out with my friends because it's too expensive.
So on the most recent episode of Friends that I was watching... Joey, Phoebe, and Rachel were complaining about how they don't make anywhere as much money as Monica, Ross, and Chandler.
Okay.
And there was like this huge, almost a divide, class divide between the two of them.
Yeah.
And it was really frustrating and stressful when they'd go out and they went out to dinner and it stunk because like three of them were ordering all this nice stuff.
Lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other three were having like soup. And a side salad.
I will have it on the side of my water. Right. Thank you.
Water and soup.
So it got me thinking, like, do you have friends that make more than you and it's just hard to hang out? I know that we are going on vacation next year with a group of friends who make so much more than us.
So it's going to be awkward now.
I'm already stressed about this trip because they're going to want to go on excursions. They're going to want to spend money on things. And I'm like,
excursions are expensive.
Yeah. The hotel was pretty much all that I could afford.
Hey, we're here.
Yeah.
That's about all we can do.
Like, is there some type of free kind of snacks around 4 p.m. in the afternoon? Because if so, that will be Jen and my dinner each night.
Right.
This text says, oh my gosh, anytime my friends hang out, it's spending money, which I don't have. That's what I'm talking about. It is our friends inspired topic. Also inspired by Jackson. Do you have friends that make more than you and it's just really hard to hang out? We want to hear from you. Hey, Chrissy.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Chrissy, we're talking about if you have friends that make more money than you and it's just like so hard to hang out.
So I actually am the one that makes the most in my group of friends.
Oh, okay.
And so being conscious of that, I am very careful to invite them to places that normally it would cost more to do anything. And so me consciously saying that is like, sometimes I'll say, hey, let's go to dinner. It's my treat. Things like that. And they have the option to say yay or nay.
And that's nice that you're offering. And at least with your friends kind of where they're at. It's harder when you try to act like you got the money and then you don't.
Yeah.
And you end up on a vacation you can't afford.
And I've been on that side of the fence as well. So that's why I can consciously take it into advisement in my head and say, what's more important?
Mm-hmm.
Being able to help my friends, or on the flip side, be like, well, maybe I should find friends with more money. And I don't want to be that kind of guy.
Uh-uh.
So I'm saying I value my friendship and I'm willing to do whatever is necessary to keep those relationships alive.
And it's just, it's an awkward situation, and money's always awkward because when you don't make as much money and your friends offer to pay for you, it sucks. Like, I don't want to leech off my friends. John pays for me to go to lunch constantly. Like, you need to knock it off. But on the other side, people want to, like, hang out with their friends and, oh, I can't afford it. I'll pay for you.
Yeah.
They're just trying to do a nice thing because they want to hang out with you. So,
like Chrissy.
Yeah. It's a nice thing, but it's also really awkward to always accept gifts and not be able to do things.
Absolutely.
Hey, Chrissy, have a great day, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
This text says, my husband and I make way more money than my brother and his wife, but we have two kids, and they have none, so they can afford a party and play, and we're busy buying diapers and formula.
Oh, right. Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah. I'm in the middle of paying for a wedding and student loans right now. Between the wedding, the student loans, normal adult bills, it seems like I never get to do anything fun. All my friends are going on vacation, and I get to pay for 130 people to have soup.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're a couple that makes a lot of money. We love our friends and almost always just offer to pay for everything, but our friends rarely accept it. It's very frustrating. We want to do expensive things with our friends and are happy to pick up the tab.
You know what, though? It turns out I'll go to dinner with them if they want to invite me.
You're offering to be the new friend.
Yeah, so if you want a new friend, I'll go to dinner with you.
I'm with Jackson. Literally, we hang out and try our hardest not to spend money, but ugh, things and food are so much. I'm a poor friend. I know what it's like. Justin, what do you have coming up in our Showbiz Beat?
Turns out Jerry Seinfeld had the answer to Roseanne all along. I'll share his ideas with you guys next.
Yesterday, I went on a callback for Disney's Andy Mack.
Yeah.
For a character.
Yeah. Oh boy.
And I was telling Jen last night that it was kind of weird because I'm sitting there and I'm doing the roles for like a dad now. Yeah.
No longer a child talent.
Right. And then I was like, me play a father on TV? How could that be? Jen's like, you have two kids. What is wrong with you?
You play a father in real life.
Yeah, that's funny.
Do you feed your dog any scraps, Justin?
All the time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
So you put him on the ground and just like, there you go.
Feeding her under the table all the time.
That's you. Jackson?
Oh, yeah. They get scraps and they get to lick the pan when I'm done cooking something.
Yeah, it's all there.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Well, according to Reader's Digest, grapes are one of the biggest things not to feed your dog because they can cause kidney failure.
No kidding.
Yeah, so you got to keep those away. Also, avocados, which I always thought were good for their fur.
Oh, it's super bad for you.
Avocado washes out there, aren't there?
Well, I'm sure it's better if it's not ingested. I'm sure on the outside it's okay.
I don't know if Oakley would like avocado, though. Do you think most dogs would eat it?
Oh, Hoodoo would eat it. He's a trash dog. He'll eat anything.
if you haven't heard this one before, bones that splinter. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, when they barbecue, then want to just give their dog the bone. Don't do that. Macadamia nuts. Chocolate and booze. Just because you're having a beer doesn't mean your dog needs to have
but
a beer.
But dogs
too.
Love beer.
Opal is an alcoholic. She's always in my business.
Gosh. Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah. Sure are.
Did you know the word orange actually does rhyme with something?
What?
There's a mountain in Wales called Blorange.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't count as anything, so...
And there's a sac in some plants that produce spores called a sporange.
Oh.
It really sounds like I'm just playing the banana-nana game.
It does.
But these are actual words.